Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? I don't know what is happening here. I can't get you. I can't get you. All I try, I can't get you. I don't know.
I'll put you on mute, Sister Pal. I'm hearing a phone ringing. Can you hear me? Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, and this is Health Reform Thursday. And again, thank you for calling. We're having some difficulties, and I'm helping Sister Powell at this time, so please press 1. If you would like to share, please press 1 just so that I can open your line again. Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening for Health Reform Thursday. Again, please press 1. So that I can open your line, I believe I see Sister Consonelli's line. So again, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Okay, I'll see if Sister Consonelli can. Okay, amen. I'll go ahead and open your line, Sister Consonelli. Good evening. Sister Consonelli?
I'm here.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I put Sister Powell line on mute because it's beeping. So I open
okay.
your line, Sister
okay.
Consonelli. Go ahead and share.
I just want to, this evening, I'm glad to be here, of course. Happy to be here. God is good. He has kept
Amen.
Us. Last week I wasn't here. I was kind of a tired. But this week, God helped me. I get onto the line now. So I just want to read, and I thank God that we can come together here as a family. So I just want to read. This is a short reading. It's not very easy. That's the danger of caffeine, because many of us, even because I know Seventh-day Adventists who drink coffee. And I just want to read this health book. It says, there is so much information to share about the danger of caffeine, but I don't have space. She says she don't have space to tell you all about it. So I list only a few of them. I believe caffeine is one of the most dangerous drugs in America because so few see it as a horrible drug. It is, and it is so much a part of our American society. Many foods contain caffeine. Chocolate, tea, soda, many drugs to name a few. Caffeine does not provide energy, as some people say, because I could remember I had a friend, I said, oh, it was coffee that helped me to pass my exam. I said, girl, you better give God praise and thanks, because it keeps your eyes open so she can study, you know. It says caffeine does not provide energy, only chemical stimulation, which leads to depression, chronic and irritability, mood swings, and panic attacks. Just imagine that. Coffee gives the second one is that caffeine gives illusion of heightened alertness by dilating your pupils, that eyes, quickening the heart rate, and raising blood pressure. It does not increase overall mental activity. It does not. Caffeine raises your blood pressure. It causes the adrenal exhaustion changes the brain, the biochemistry, cause ulcers, even decaf, cause hormonal imbalances, and a list of health disorders in women. And so this afternoon, I just want to bring, it has a lot more things that it does. It cripples the liver. If you refuse to give it up, you should take milk thistle extract every day to protect your liver. Caffeine causes birth defects. SIDF is greatly increased in infants whose mother uses caffeine. Because coffee is no better, it is made by using carcinogen chemicals, and it raises the cholesterol more than the regular coffee. Coffee causes a marked increase in the excretion of uric acid. There is more uric acid in a cup of coffee than in a cup of urine. Just imagine that. Tea and cola has the same effect as coffee. Tea and cola. Caffeine is one reason that diabetes has soared. Caffeine significantly increases heart arrhythmia. I know that you've beaten your heart fast, beating up your heart. Caffeine causes gout, very painful arthritis. Caffeine causes miscarriages, fetal death, and lower sperm count. Blood pressure many times will drop 20 points when coffee is given up. Caffeine is greatly increases the chances of breast and blood cancer in women and prostate cancer in men. The fatal dose of caffeine is 10 grams. Many people take 1/10 the latest dose every day just by drinking coffee. And the last one says, one cup of coffee a day causes your T levels drop a quarter of it, loss of bone calcium, osteoporosis per year in women, and in women over 50, that is 14% bone loss every 10 years. So it's far better than taking estrogen pills and calcium tablets. Just quit drinking coffee. So that is my little tip here, my little health tip here this afternoon. And I am very thankful that God could, you know, we are Christians, and we shouldn't be drinking coffee. But I know many Christians still believe that coffee is not harmful, but coffee is very harmful. Yes, sister, that's what happened to us this evening for a health tip. That is my health tip for us today. Many of us are listening because I know people who know coffee is not good to drink. They still believe that a little, you know, and we know that people who even believe in the health message still drink coffee. And some of them are fighting to get rid of it, to you know, not to drink it. So I know that. So this is for everybody. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line to give my little tip on this health Thursday.
Amen, 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 amen. You hear me, Sister Carla? Thank you, Sister Pantinelli. Sister Carla, you hearing me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you. Amen. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Sister Carla.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, and thank you, Sister Pantinelli. But we're going in prayer because we did not open with prayer. Oh, welcome. So, dear beloved, welcome. So, we're going to open in prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are so good. You are so great. Lord, we thank you that we can gather at your welcome table, Lord. There was a little difficulty a while ago, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Carlo and also Sister Stephanie to try and try and try. And you said we have to have faith and our patience. So I just want to thank you. And thank you for our dear Sister Fantinelli, who would join in with that L-tip, wonderful L-tip, Lord, after allowing us to know that coffee is not good for us, dear Father. It is all a drug. And we just want to thank you for these wonderful, wonderful blessings you have given unto us so that we can learn and also share with others. Tonight, we ask you to pour out your blessing upon us this Thursday night. And you said, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst, so we know you are in the midst. So thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent El Thursday night. It is a pleasure for me to be here with you. I just want to let you know that Sister Powell is doing good. I have to say doing good. God is good. He is so great. And I am happy to hear from my dear beloved Sister Carla and Sister Cantonelle, Sister Stephanie, who join here with us and that we are well. But we know that we are our favorite scripture. We have some scripture passage here in our starting point. We have prayer. We have Genesis 1:29-30. And I know my dear beloved love to read, and we want everyone to participate in El Thursday. So we are asking Sister Cantonelle, if you can. I don't know if Sister Carlo can do it. Maybe she, I don't know if she is, you know, available, that she can do it. No, she can do 3 John 1:4, and I will do Revelation 22:1. So
Sister Powell, I also want to share good night, everyone. Hello. Welcome again. Thank you so much, Sister Carla. I do want to say, if Sister Carla is still able to be on to assist, right? I mean, that is something that you would ask for. Tonight, I know you're going through some technical difficulties, as I am going to be in a class during that same time as well. If you just wanted to share that with Sister Carla, just to be able to assist, because I know sometimes, because you're in Jamaica, the line doesn't always work 100%. And so we're just asking to let Sister Carla know that you're going to really ask for some assistance from her, just in case your line is not cooperating with you tonight, okay?
Amen. Thank you. Yes, all Sister right. Carla, if you can assist, I would really appreciate it, my dear beloved. All right? So, Sister Cantonelle, can you read the scripture for me, Genesis 1?
Sister Powell, you also do have someone else that has joined, and they have raised their hand, 272-770. So I don't know if you want them to read one of the scriptures as well.
Sure.
I just wanted to point that out for
sure,
you.
Sure, because my team here don't show nobody, right?
Okay. All right. And so, Sister Carla, I'm going to defer some of it to you. We're going to be a team of many today. And so, you know, I'm going to open 272-770 first, and then I will defer over to Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, we just want to share with you that our guest, one of our resident guests, he's really no guest, that is going to be a speaker tonight, Brother Rick, our beloved Brother Rick. He will be sharing the message for you all tonight. So I am going to just open this line, then I'll defer to you all. 272-770, okay?
Amen.
Thank you so much for opening my line. Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell, God bless you. Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania. And I was honored to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Amen. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, and it shall be for meat." And verse 30 says, "And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell, Sister Stephanie. Love you all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for that reading. God gave us every herb, and he wants us to be obedient. Just a little while ago, my dear beloved spoke about coffee, right? And God wants us to be obedient. He gave us the herb. So we will read the other scripture. 3 John 1:4. Sister Cantonelle, if you want to read that, you can.
Amen. I'll go ahead and open Sister Cantonelle's line.
All right, let me get it. Let me get the surgery for. Beloved, is that on? Is Don John for? Third John 1:2. Oh, this first John. I don't think this is what I have. I don't know why I don't find this.
Third John 1:4.
Okay, 4:1:4. I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and read it for time's sake. 3 John 1:4 reads, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John 1:4. Amen.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. I have it. Third John encouragement and reproof. 3 John. The elder unto the well-beloved darling, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thou soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children settled in the truth. God wants us to walk in the truth and also settle in the truth. And this is what we have to do, my dear beloved. Go out and share the truth out here. Thank you, my dear sister, for participating and also reading. And Revelation, the last scripture, 22:1-2. The water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on the other side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bears 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, we see that one day soon and very soon, we will be seeing again that tree of life. So God is so good, he promised us, and all we know that his promise is true. Thank you, my dear, for reading. And as tonight is El Thursday night, you know, our dear sister Carla has always put some wonderful quotes here, and it was wise for us to read a portion of it before we go into our health tips, some of the things that we have been using, right, to boost our immune system. And also we know that God gave us the 12 laws of health, New Start, and that is what we have to be practicing and also sharing the message and nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear rest, and trust in God. Those are like, you know, things that we have to do daily to be healthy and also to share with others. So I'm just going to read this one quote now. It said, now, as from Thursday, God made provision, you know, just as what we just read a while ago, for our social needs in the arrangement for the education of the chosen people. It is made manifest a life center in God. Is a life of completeness. Everyone he has implanted, he provides to satisfy. Every faculty imparted, he seeks to develop. So you see what God has done? He has made every provision for his chosen people. And his chosen people are we, the chosen people, you know, who follow God's commandments and following and to be obedient with all the laws of health and everything to be like it. So we just want to thank
thank him for what he has provided for us. Yes, Sister Carla, now is the time that our brothers and sisters on the line, that we can share some of the beautiful, wonderful remedy that we have been using to boost our immune system and also to share with others. If please, my dear, you can all start to open the line that our brothers can share.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for being so merciful to us. Thank him for being so kind and good. He's an awesome God. I thank him for giving us a blessed day and a blessed night's rest. I would like to read a Bible prayer. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know ye ought to answer every man. Colossians 4:5-6. Amen. Amen. We thank God for a blessed day to be in Atlanta living with our sisters and brothers once more. We thank God for everyone made it to see another day. And we ask for prayer for our Advent Light family on and off the prayer line, all those missing members. We ask God to strengthen us, build us up where we're torn down. We ask him to bless the bereaved and all the sick family. We thank him for just being so good to us. And we just want to thank him for us being on his line once more. And thank God to hear him, Sister Powell, still on her mission. And just thank him for putting everybody that's doing the mission work and helping on his line and abroad for listening and the speakers and all, everybody including ourselves that makes the whole, because we all come together to make the blessing grows up. And God loves us for coming together. So we just thank him for everything and ask for prayers for my family. And just thank God for everything. Amen. Brother John next.
Amen.
So, I'd like to say hello to everyone. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for everything, his many blessings and sheltering us from the storms of life and everything and giving us the gift and to believe in everything. And I have a message. I just want to say to everyone that's kind of down on yourself, if you're feeling good about yourself and everything, everything's okay, wonderful. If you're kind of down on yourself, I just want to share this with you. Always remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think, and twice as beautiful inside than you ever imagined. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining us and, you know, to be sharing and, you know, giving God thanks for all the things that he has done and the blessing. So we just want to let you guys know that we are very grateful to know that, you know, you guys are striving and giving praise and sharing God's love to others. Thank you again, my dear beloved. Is there anyone else to call him?
Amen. I'll go to the next caller. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It's Sister Leola. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Once again, I want to give God thanks for this prayer line, and I would like to share about the eye once again, because the eye is so precious to us, because with the sight, you're able to carry out a whole life, a whole lot longer in life with your eyes. So I want to just share with you some remedies that I have to take care of your eyes. First of all, I fix in the morning some lemon water, and I add cayenne pepper to the lemon water. I drink that with, and it helps the circulation in the eye and also in the body. So I add that. And also I take in the morning a flaxseed oil for breakfast also before, you take this with your meal or after your meal. And I next thing I take is the oregano oil, the ginkgo biloba, 120 milligrams, Q10. I don't know how many milligrams of CoQ10 I have, but I take those three in the morning for my eyes. And then you have, in the evening, you have to take your vitamin C, the vitamin C. I take the next one with vitamin E and solarium. And I take one pill. It has vitamin C and vitamin D in it. So if you look at that one pill, if it has everything, vitamin C, vitamin D, if you have enough of that in it, you don't have to take vitamin E and zinc, because sometimes that one pill that has vitamin C and vitamin D in it, that would be enough. If you don't have it, take your vitamin E, 400 milligrams, and zinc. Most of the time, zinc only come with 50 milligrams, but you can half in the pill. The doctor told me not to take vitamin A. Why? I should have asked the why. But another thing good to take for your eyes is Z-Fang. Let me spell it to you because I may not be pronouncing it right. It's Z-E-A-X-A-N. And Tumran. This Tumran is very good for a lot of things in your body. And I take 500 milligrams. And all of my pills, I try to buy it's called Blue Bonnet, because they got very healthy, everything good health-wise for Blue Bonnet. So that's the vitamins I take for my eye for the day. So if you just do like a little background study with this before you take it, it would be good. Don't just take my word. Do your little study on these things before you buy each one. But these, I learned that they were good for the eye. And also, I take a bilberry, a blueberry. I don't have my blueberry on here, too. I take a blueberry. It's blueberry. A blueberry with that. It helps the eye also. So thank you, Sister Carla. That's all I wanted to share, because my husband made it home. I'm fixing. So thank you very much. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and joining us and give us some health tips for eyes. I'm asking my dear beloved, do some research, for these things before you really start to take them. It's very important, right? So we just want to thank Sister Leola for sharing. Anyone else have any health tips that we can go in with?
Okay. Right. Yes, I would like to share now, Sister Carl. Amen.
Yes, my dear Sister Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll share about the blessed thistle, which I started to drink with some other herbs, but the blessed thistle, the wall yam, and fenugreek I've been drinking, but the blessed thistle, I'll share about that one. It's good for the liver purification. It's good to stimulate the bile flow. And it's also good for cold. It's good for flu. It reduces fever. And as I was taking the blessed thistle, I see that, there was mucus coming out. And I was like, wow, I wasn't sure what herb was helping me to get the mucus out, because we all have mucus, but sometimes we can have an excess of mucus, and that's not good. And as I was reading the other day, I saw that it was the blessed thistle. And as I'm waiting for others to share, I just wanted to talk about this health tip regarding the lungs. We know we want to keep our lungs strong by developing good health habits. So one way to do this is to exercise. Walking daily does a brilliant job by causing the body demands of oxygen to go up, which in turn give us more energy, making us feel good. Purposely walking one to two plus miles a day is a great start. Walking with the Lord will give us spiritual air, as the Holy Spirit. So as we walk, we can talk to the Lord, we can sing, whatever it is, you know, listen to the still voice and continue. Another way to keep our lungs healthy is to sit or stand up straight whenever possible. So, you know, these are exercises you can do indoor, outdoor with a chair. Just sit and stand up if you can't walk long distance for better expansion of the lungs, along with occasional deep breathing throughout the day using our diaphragm. One way to keep the lungs in good health is to eat slowly, chew our food slowly, eat slowly. Eating slowly allow enzyme in our mouth to break down starches more thoroughly before swallowing, to reduce the risk of aspiration. If food goes down the wrong pipe, it goes into the right lungs, which would eventually lead to death. So if we're aspirating, the food will typically go down into the right lung, which will cause us to aspirate. So we have to be very careful and be careful to exercise the lungs and to follow those 8 laws. Thank you again, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Boy, we are in a medical school tonight. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you, Sister Leola. And also, Sister Tracantinelli. You know, my dear beloved, health night is very important, so that we learn so much things. You know, the lungs, we want to make our lungs be strong, and our exercise is good for us. And also, you know, walking and singing and talking to the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved. We are having a treat here tonight on our health Thursday night. Is there anyone else would like to share before I share my little testimony? We will be having our great speaker tonight. Our dear beloved brother Rick will be our speaker, and I'm asking my dear beloved all, if you have a friend, you know, and can call in for them to come and join us tonight, we all will be welcome. They all will be welcome, and we will be giving praise to God. Anyone else would like to have,
yes,
you have anyone else would like to share?
Yes, amen. 857-505, your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, Sister Carla and Sister Me and Sister Paula. How are you, beloved? My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love. I'd like to thank God for his mercy, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. I have a prayer request, Sister Paula and Sister Carla. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Do not forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla and Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, please, Sister Powell, lift up Brother Jahari in prayer, because he got the COVID. So please lift up Brother Jahari in prayer. And Sister Carla and Sister Powell, I don't know what kind of because I want Brother Jahari to get rid of the COVID, and I don't know, can you give give the health thing like cayenne pepper, Sister Power, or because Sister Power, please lift them up and pray, Sister Kala, I have a song for Brother Rick. I don't know. Brother Rick, make up. Bless you, my brother.
Okay, Brother Eli, we will surely pray for Brother Jari. And also, we will send some LTP here, you know, that Brother Jari can take, you know, and we will turn over a little bit, just a minute, to Sister Carlo, that she can give a little remedy to Brother Jari, right? And we will pray for them when we start to pray. Sister Carlo, is there any
you'd
like to just give?
Yes, amen, amen. Yes, Brother Jari, or anyone, Brother Eli, you can remember this too, and we all need to do it. We need to increase our vitamin C, our vitamin, or zinc, also vitamin D3. We need to increase those, and as he's sick right now, he can do the flu balm, which is, you know, cut up small onion or a half an onion, cut up, you know, two pieces of ginger, cut up about 5 cloves of garlic, cut up 2 lemon and squeeze the lemon juice in, you know, put all of this in a jar, cut up 2 lemons, squeeze the lemon juice in there, and about a tablespoon of honey, and mix all of this together. You can let it sit or take it right away. You can put just a pinch of cayenne pepper and a drop of oregano in there, or you can just take the oregano by itself or in some water, and to do that 2 or 3 times a day until he feels better. That will help him a lot, and to remember the 8 laws of health and to take care of his body. And, you know, we know all of these things. If we pray, we have to start with prayer that they will work according to God's will, and we will give him the glory. Amen. Thank you, Sister Paul, for letting me share.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you, my dear beloved Brother Eli. And that is the reason why we have to take more attention with all these wonderful remedies that we have been getting, you know, to jot it down, that when we have a problem or we know of anyone that we can share these health tips with. So I just want to thank Sister Carla. I will just share my prayer report right now, my dear, before we go into set ourselves in prayer, because our speaker will be coming on shortly. And my dear beloved, I'm telling you, God is so good. God is so great. You know, where I'm here, and everything I have to say that God have done, you know, I have to give him thanks for. The other day I was sharing with my dear beloved that I have some varicose veins on my feet. And my dear beloved, it seems like a little mosquito or something really bit me. And eventually I just took my fingertip and just rub it. And there from that, you know, I found out that like a little irritation, you know, in it. And I got going to the doctor. The doctor came here. And he look at it, and I do know that I have trouble with poor circulation, you know. And eventually, my dear, I had a little wound that was from a child, but the vein run right actually where right on the feet, and it run right into that wound. And you know what? I'm telling you, giving me a little pain. Difficult, and you have to be careful what you put onto the vein to rub to get the ease. Well, the doctor gave me an ointment, and eventually I use it, you know, natural remedy. I use the finger Bible, you know, the aloe vera, and I rub it, but I found out that like it's stripping, you know, like when your skin strips, you know, it's stripping, and I don't want it to get a sore to come up. So eventually, I am here with it, giving thanks, you know, a little achy, you know, a little achy at times, but when I use the warm water, the warm pad, eat, and I put on it, it actually soothes. So I'm asking for prayer for that. That is one part. Last two weeks, my dear beloved, we went to Guysville, the team from Burnside Valley here, and with my driver, Dougie. I don't know if you're here, a neighbor, tenant here, one of my next door neighbor. And eventually he was sick, actually had some stroke, but he feels better. And he came with us several times at the project. He drove us, and you know what? We were supposed to go last Thursday, but eventually I canceled it. It's just like the Lord said to me, no, let me cancel it and stick in this area with the project that we're doing with Rosie. So, my dear beloved, I got up Thursday morning, and I make a pot of planting cereal, porridge we call that. And after that, I, you know, share out some for Dougie and for my team. And I took the porridge round to Dougie, and, you know, he took it, and he had a little helper there with him. And I also gave him a cup, and they drank it. Eventually, they brought back the cup, and I went back around. And I said to Dougie, I look at his face, and I said, Dougie, I don't like how you look, Mr. Dougie. You know, you better call your doctor. You know, I pray with him. And I said, you better call your doctor. And he did. Well, his batch made, you know, he's a superintendent of police, and his batch made, they came to look for him, and they said, no, they have to. He has to go now. So they took him to the doctor, the hospital. And my dear beloved, he was there on Thursday and Friday and Sunday we call, and they said they took away the phone, you know, no answer while we ring the phone, no answer. So they took away the phone and they told us that he was on life support machine. Brother, my dear sister, I did not know, cut a long story short, by Monday, we got the news that Dougie passed. I did not know that Thursday would be the last cup of porridge and the last time I would see Dougie. Willing man, doing the service, have been changed, accept the Lord. I've been doing what he can do, you know, to please God and asking pardon for what he have been doing. We have been doing all that. But the law, Dougie probation closed. So I am saying to each one of us on this line, we do not know the minute and the hour when our probation will close. Dougie never know. Last week when he was here, well, the week before when he was at Guysville, drove from Red Hills to Guysville, long miles, you know, he did not know that his probation would close on Monday night. So I'm asking you all, you know, we know that, you know, people have to die, but, you know, it's a kind of a hard, especially for loved ones and family and friends and brothers and sisters, when they pass, it is a kind of, it is difficult sometimes to accept. So right now we are, the team here is really mourning with family, friends, you know, even the children come in and said, boy, I never know that Uncle Dave Dougie gone past. You know, even the children is grieving. So we're asking you all to lift us up in prayer. So, Sister Carla, we can go into prayer now. And if it is possible, if you could pray for us, you know, in prayer. And thank you, my dear beloved, for listening. Thank you for your prayer, for what you have been doing. Thank you for your contribution that you have been sending. And also thank you that you all are seeking, drawing closer to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry to hear about the loss, Sister Powell. We're going to go into prayer. And just want to encourage you, if you have any olive oil or castor oil to rub on that area of your leg, you know, for some relief. So
yes, sister,
let us go into prayer.
Yes, Sister Carla, I use, and I've read before, I use the castor oil, and using the castor oil, I still find that it's tripping. So I don't know what is happening, but
I use
the castor oil.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I use it.
Okay, let us pray.
Kind and loving Father, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. You are faithful God. You are loving God. You change us not, Lord. You are not like men that you should lie, Lord. All your words, your promises are sure. They're true. And you look into the affairs of men, which is human, and you see our great need of a Savior, and you sent your only begotten Son that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That means to live with you in the new, in the earth made new, Lord. Lord, it's sad time for Sister Powell and the family of Dougie, I believe his name is, or nickname is, and those that knows him, those in the community, Lord, as they're mourning his death. There's so many debts that's going on every 30 minutes, every hour, whatever it is, people are dying, some priceless grave, but we thank you that Sister Powell was able to reach this young man and to talk to him, encourage him, and point him to you, Lord. We pray that he did accept you as his personal Savior, but we want to pray for those that know him that they will make a decisive decision to choose life and choose you so that they could be saved. So as they take their last breath, they too will come up in the first resurrection to meet you in the air, Lord. Please have mercy upon each and every one of us. We don't know when our time is going to come, Lord. Every day is a day to repent of our sin and to prepare for your coming or our leaving, Lord. I ask that you will bless each and everyone on the prayer line. You know our thoughts. You know our ways, our difficulties, our temptations. You know our trials. You know everything about us. And we just surrender it all to you. Ask that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I just want to lift up each and everyone that spoke, those that are listening via the internet in Japan, in South Korea, Canada, Jamaica, United States, Caribbean, wherever they may be at this time. We ask that you will touch them right now. Hear their prayer. Heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for Sister Powell. May you continue to bless her, protect her, and guide her. We also present before you the speaker at this hour, Brother Rick, I believe. We ask that you will touch him, Lord, that you will touch his lips as he going to share with us. Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit so that he will not have no fear of what to say, but that you will lead him into all truth and the message that he should be sharing with us this evening. Lord, please help us this day to surrender it all to you. Bless us as we become hearers, but not just hearers, but doers of the word, that we will glorify you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. We say, Sister Carla, you know, you said the name them. We go into another prayer before we. Is there anyone who joined Sister Carla and did not share? We still have just a few minutes.
No, I don't see any more hands are up, but I, no.
Okay, well, I will do a word of prayer.
Well, I'm sorry. I know Sister Tamika read something. I'm not sure if she wanted to share. Did you want me to open that line?
Yes.
I don't know, Sister Tamika, if you have any prayer requests or anything that you can share really quick so we can go into a second prayer. I'll open your line. I'm sorry, I'll open your line, 272-770. Your line is now open.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla. Thank you, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to share about if you have pain in your legs or in your back, cloves are full of antioxidants, and it's a big help if you're having pain with these things, and it brings out here that these compounds help your body to fight free radicals, which damage your cells and can lead to disease. By removing free radicals from your system, the antioxidants found in cloves can help reduce your risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. So I just wanted to share these health benefits with all of my beloved brothers and sisters. And you can also make a clove tea with honey and lemon and garlic. So God bless you all. I love you. And always remembering that the health message is the right arm of the gospel. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for that health tip. Clove tea is good. God is so good. Yes, my dear beloved, again, we just want to thank everyone who joined tonight. Thanks, Sister Carla. She was there, you know, ready to assist the Lord. And, you know, and that is how the Lord wants us to work together. Together we work, divided we fall, you know. Unity is strength. So I just want to thank you, Sister Carla. I appreciate it. And also Sister Steffi at class, you know, was trying to help, and she's in class. So we just pray that God will pour out his blessings upon her, give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the courses that she's been taking. And thank everyone for joining. So we will have all our spirit. And then the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is my dear beloved Elder Rick, who will come on and share the message. Let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, all of my trials. Jesus alone can help each and every one of us. We are children here, Lord, come to give you thanks. We have prayed, our dear sister, have present all these requests to you in the most holy sanctuary. And dear Lord, you said you are not tired to hear us pray, because prayer is reaching you. Prayer is touching your, as we touch ourselves and help ourselves, dear Father, that we can be stronger in our prayer life and draw closer and closer to you. So we thank you for the privilege of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come again once more with you on behalf of all of our brothers and sisters on Advent Light. Lord, you remember the days, dear Lord, in our early days when our line was packed, Lord, with young people, older people, and, Lord, leaders, Lord, from all over, dear Father, ministers, in which, dear Lord, we are so grateful that we can say we still have ministers on the line who come and present a message, Lord, and asking you, dear Lord, to allow those, Lord Jesus, who used to, that they will come back, Lord, to join us, Lord. Father, we also bring our children to you, dear Lord. We saw on this line, baby was born. We saw baptism. We saw weddings. We saw a closer relationship with you, Lord. And we saw young people who joined, present some powerful message, Lord Jesus, especially health message, health reform, dear Lord. We also even saw, dear Father, construction, where carpentry come, dear Lord, and show us how to build, Lord Jesus, a house, Lord Jesus. And all these things, Lord, we saw a wonderful health tip, Lord Jesus, with remedy, our dear sister demonstrate, Lord, making soap, making lotion, and brothers, all these things. We saw the growth and what you have done on this land. So, Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, I just want to praise you for what we have learned, dear Lord, on Advent Light Prayer Line, Lord. We saw wedding, dear Father, weddings on this line, dear Lord. And it is a joy, Lord, to meet when we meet all our brothers and our sisters, my grandchildren, them, Lord, when I saw them there and the love that they extended, Heavenly Father. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And these are not only mouth lip talk, but these are hearts, Lord. It's in my heart to saw the love that we all join on this line. So, Father, help us, dear Lord, each one of us, that we will be able to remember those days and, Lord, share those days and do what we have learned to others. So we just want to say tonight, dear Father, we want to thank you and we want to praise you, Lord. And as we bring again all of our brothers and sisters, Sister Tamiko and her family, Sister Leola and her family members,
Lord, Sister Carla and her family, Brother Rick and Richard, Brother Richards and their family members, especially the children, Lord, the young people, Lord, Sister Stephanie and her family, Sister Carla, again, and her family, Sister Cantinelli and her family, Lord, Sister Powell and her family, Brother Eli and his family, praying for Jaari and to hello the you, the Holy Spirit, to touch his body that he may be healed, and also his mother. We present them to you, Brother Sister Brenda and her family, Brother John, the growth, Lord. Father, it's so many, Lord, and it's a joy for us to share. So we just want to come tonight to say thank you this Thursday night, and help us, Lord Jesus, that we keep our eyes focused upon you. And we present all those who are mourning at this time, lot of losses, we present them to you. And as we gather at the welcome table now to enjoy the spiritual food from above from our dear elder, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us tonight, dear Lord, that we will know that you are here with us and that we will be blessed, we will be filled, and we will, the Holy Spirit will fall upon us, dear Father, just like the day of Pentecost, so that we can rejoice and go out and share. Help us that we will keep our eyes fully fixed upon you. And as we ask you to surrender, we surrender all to you, dear Lord. Fill us with your sweet spirit and help us, Lord Jesus. From our sin, we are asking you to take all sins away from each one of us so that we will have victory over sin, Lord Jesus. And we will be like you, that our eyes will be fixed upon you, dear Lord, because you are our life. You are everything to us. And you are the one to be praised. So we want to thank you. Bless us and keep us tonight as we pray and to listen to your word in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all again. And we know that our prayer have been heard. So now we are asking our brothers and our sisters, Sister Carla, if they could take their notepad and their Bible, King James Version, and to really sit back, relax, and listen to the word. And the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is our dear beloved Pastor Elder Richard. God bless. Thank you again, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen.
You,
your
sister.
Line is not open. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you, Sister Powell. This is Brother Rick. And I've been listening for, I got on earlier and listened for a little bit. I heard Sister Tomiko, Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, Sister Carla, Sister Continelli, and a question came to my mind, sisters. Where are the brothers? God wants to save sisters as well and brothers together. And you know what? I hope we can get some more brothers on the line. I didn't hear Brother Eli tonight. He may have come on, later on. But it's just, I have to say it is a great privilege to be here tonight and listening in. And Sister Stephanie had asked me to speak, and I did not know what I could offer the folks on the Advent Light prayer line on this whole Thursday. But I came across a message by a gentleman, and he had some very practical things to share, which we will get into that in another presentation. But tonight, I wanted to share a spiritual component. We have a spiritual preparation that we need to make, all of us, each one of us, before we can get into practical applications. God needs our heart to be aligned. And with that, I'd like to say a short prayer so that we can get into what we'd like to talk about. Lord, tonight, we have gathered before you, Lord, desiring to hear a word from you, Lord, not from me, Lord. Lord, I just need you to hide me behind your cross, what people hear and what people see is from you and not from me, Lord. I have nothing to offer except that it comes from you, O Lord. I need your Holy Spirit. Lord, each one of us needs your Holy Spirit. We may hear, that we may obey, that we may put into practice the things that we know are right, that we've heard from you and others. And Lord, that is what our desire is today. Lord, forgive our sins, Father. We do not want anything separating us from you. Lord, at this moment, please take those sins away. Hide them in the depths of the ocean. What you see is the righteousness of Christ covering each one of us. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet. May that your blessing will be upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, some of you know me. I've known Sister Powell now for, probably been about 9 years now. I don't get to see her often. We don't live that far away, probably 65 miles away from each other. But I've seen her at the Advent Light camp meetings and a few other times. And I just appreciate all that she is doing for the Lord's work and all that she has done for the Advent Light prayer line. But many of you other ones don't know me, and I just want to just give you a short testimony of where I came from, just so you get a little bit of background. I was born into a Seventh-day Adventist family. Both sets of my grandparents were Seventh-day Adventists. They had become Seventh-day Adventists sometime before I was born, and so my parents were both Seventh-day Adventists. And as we were growing up, we went to church every Sabbath. My mom and dad would get us up early. We would get ready to go to church. We would dress in our best. There was no excuses not to go to church. And I just thank my mom and dad for instilling that in me. We lived out in the country. We grew a big garden. We had most of the food, probably 75% of everything that we ate came out of our garden. And, you know, as I was growing up, we didn't have soda. We didn't have candy and candy bars and all those things. Parents didn't allow that into our house. And we grew up eating good, wholesome food out of the garden. And we thought it was pretty good. But later on, as I got older, I was introduced to other things in this world that God has forewarned us about. Food, company that we keep, all these things I was exposed to, and sadly to say, I was overcome by many of those things. As we all can testify that at times we see the glitter of the world and it takes us somewhere that we really shouldn't be going and that God does not want us to go. My simple diet as I grew older, got married, and went out to make my own way became less and less simple. And for a time, I thought that the food was very good. The company that I was keeping, I thought that they were good. And as time went on, the Lord impressed me that these things were not leading me in the place that I should go. And but it took a long time. Some of you know Brother Moody, who was on this prayer line. He started that with Sister Powell. And I met Brother Yudi just before the prayer line was started. And I was a nominal Christian, I would say. I was a church goer, but I was a pew warmer. I would sit in church, and the Spirit was not speaking to me because I was not listening. When I met Brother Yudi, I had to go pick him up every week for church, and I would actually go to his house early, and we would sit there and discuss the Bible. And we would do little Bible studies, and then on the way to church, we had a 20-25 minute drive to get to church. We would do Bible studies all the way there, and the Lord showed me that there was more to being a Christian than just warming a pew and just coming to church on Sabbath each week. So I am just very grateful that the Lord saved me out of that life that I was leading. I truly believe that if the Lord had not rescued me at that moment, with the help of the Christian friends as well as Brother Rudy, that I would probably not even be in the church right now. And if I was in the church, it would just be to sit there and warm the pew, and that is not where God wants us to be. So, I just wanted to give you a little background on where I come from, and I am an elder in the Kingsbury Assembly of the Church. We have a small group, probably 40 to 45 people each week, and we have a very good group, and the Lord has been moving mightily at the church. People that I have known for many years that are nominal Christians are waking up. The Lord is reviving them. So we want, as we meet together on this prayer line, we are seeking revival also. Otherwise, we would not be here. So I was just wanted to put out a text here for everyone. 1 John 5:14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So John is telling us here, we have the confidence in Christ. If we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And whatever we ask, since we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we will have the things that we desire of him. So that is not only a beautiful verse, that is a promise to each one of us. The things that we are desiring, as I listened to the prayers a few minutes ago, you know, we are asking for God to save us from ourselves. We are asking for revival. We are asking for wisdom. We are asking for knowledge of his will for each one of us. So I'm just thankful for the word. Psalm says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And it's through the word of God that we receive much wisdom and knowledge. As I was preparing on what to say, I came across this message, as I mentioned earlier, and it was entitled, let's see, I got to get to the title here. I'll have it here in just a moment. Healthcare during a time of no buy and no sell. Which it intrigued me when I saw that title. I said, you know, I have to listen to this. What is healthcare going to look like in a time when you cannot buy or sell? Well, I listened to the message, and it's actually quite a lengthy message, and I will be presenting some of that at a later date. But it was very intriguing to me that people are thinking of these things. As we know, the Lord and Savior is going to return soon. But we have some things that we're going to have to go through before that time. And as far as preparation goes, I always thought that if I maybe saved up some food and had a little place in the country and you know, I could hide away from everything, that I'd be okay. But I realize now, as I've gotten older, and as the Lord has spoken to me, that the preparation that we need to make is a heart preparation, not a physical preparation as such. God will lead us to what he wants us to prepare as time draws closer to Christ's return. But that heart preparation is the thing that he is asking me to do at this moment. Without that heart preparation, a home in the country, all the food in the world, guns and ammunition and bunkers and all these things are of no use. Okay, I have never been an advocate of storing up guns and ammunition or having a bunker or anything, but I know some people I know do. But that'll be of no use to us because when Jesus comes, every eye will see him. No one will be hid from the sight. And so he's going to be looking at your heart. He's going to be looking at my heart. And I want him to see his heart in me. So let us, there's a reason, one of the reasons that we are here together, brothers and sisters, is to encourage each other. Now, Jesus says in Matthew 16:24, Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, that means if any one of us wants to follow him, wants to do what he has done, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now, that's a tall order for us to deny ourselves, to take up the cross and follow after Jesus. In this world, we come across so many advertisements in the media. You know, everybody is trying to sell you something. You know, you deserve to have the best. We want you to have the best. And they're always trying to sell you something. Instead of saying, let's deny ourselves these things, you say, oh, hey, you know, let me give in. Let me go buy this or that. I heard Sister Continelli speaking about coffee earlier. Luckily for myself, my parents were never coffee drinkers, and I never had a taste for coffee, so it is not a temptation to me. But I see a Starbucks commercial, you know, you deserve to treat yourself to a double latte, mocha, cappuccino, whatever these people drink. And so all these things are just bombarding us every day. Now, I have to tell you what happened to me today. Right just before lunchtime, I had to go out and pick up something at Home Depot for our job. And right down the way to Home Depot is Burger King, and there is Panera, and there is Chipotle, and there's all kinds of food places, McDonald's, there's, I mean, any kind of food you want to get is right along that way. And since it was only just a few minutes before lunchtime, of course, I was hungry already. And as I'm driving by each one of these places, I'm thinking, oh, man, I should stop in. Maybe, you know, I already have my lunch. I try to pack a healthy lunch every day. And, well, you know, I could save my lunch for tomorrow, and I could stop in and have an Impossible Whopper, a vegetarian Whopper. Or I could stop and have this, or I could have that. But if I do that, I'm going to want some fries, I'm going to want a drink. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. I said, you know what, Lord, you need to save me from myself. Because these temptations, these things are strong, they're pulling us. And as they pull us toward themselves, they're pulling us away from the Lord. So the Lord gave me the victory. I did not stop anywhere. I went back to work with the parts that I had bought and ate my healthy lunch and went back to work. And I felt very good all afternoon because the food that I'd eaten did not make me sleepy, did not make me tired. And so I just praise the Lord that he is there. Whatever we ask of him, he will give to us. He said, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. We know that he hears us because whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Let us continue to ask the Lord for victory over sin, for whether it be appetite or other things. But as we're speaking on health, we want to keep this more on a health line. And I came across this verse in Philippians as I was considering our talk tonight. I kept thinking of verses and things kept popping up. And Philippians 4:9 tells us, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. God of peace shall be with you. Now Paul is telling us, think on these things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of good report. And he says, if there's any praise in these things, think on these things, and these things that you have learned and received and heard, do those. So we should be Paul's. We should be doing these things so that other people will see what is going on in our lives, and we'll ask what it is we have that they do not have. And, you know, God is calling us. He's given us that work. He also tells us to remember. I know we talk a lot about hope. We talk a lot about spiritual things, and people wonder, why do I have to keep hearing these things over and over again? As I was considering that question, I came across this verse in Deuteronomy 6, and it says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt diligently, or shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. So God is telling us to remember the words that he has commanded us. They will be in our heart. We shall teach them to our children and to others diligently. And when we talk, we will talk about them when we sit down, when we walk, when we lie down, when we rise up. So God is telling us, think on these things, remember them, teach them to others, and talk about them diligently at all times. And that's why we're on this line, so that we can talk about these things, so that we will remember not only ourselves, but we can encourage others to follow these things that we have heard and learned. So I just wanted to share that with my brothers and sisters. And I came across a little piece in early writings, actually starting on page 64, paragraph 1. Why are we doing what we are doing? Why are we getting together? Why are we encouraging each other? Why are we telling others about the Lord's coming? And it is because time is almost finished. So an angel came to the prophet and said, time is almost finished. Do you reflect the lovely image of Jesus as you should? That is a question each one of us needs to ask ourselves. Do we reflect the lovely image of Jesus as we should? Then I was pointed to the earth and saw that there would have to be a getting ready among those who have of late embraced the third angel's message. Said the angel, get ready, get ready, get ready. You will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever yet died. I saw that there was a great work to do for them, and but little time in which to do it. So, in the context that Christ's work is almost finished in the heavenly sanctuary, time on this earth is almost finished. Are we reflecting the lovely image of Christ as we should? And if we are, then those who have accepted the message as of late, maybe just recently, we can encourage them. We can be an example, a witness to those, and also even to those who haven't accepted the message. But time is almost finished, and we have an urgency because time is almost finished. Now, if there was no reward at the end of this, would any of us want to be doing this? And I hope the answer would be yes. But oftentimes we are we are encouraged by reward at the end. And you know what? I don't think that is wrong, because Jesus said that he comes, he is going to bring a reward with him for the things that we have done, whether they be good or whether they be evil. So to be rewarded for something is not a bad thing. It's what we reward ourselves with that sometimes can get us off track. I was, as I was reading in early writing, the theme is continuing on, actually page 66, early writing, paragraph 1. Then I was pointed to the glory of heaven, to the treasure laid up for the faithful. Everything was lovely and glorious. The angels would sing a lovely song, and they would cease singing and take their crowns and from their heads and cast them glittering at the feet of the lovely Jesus, and with melodious voices cry, "Glory, Alleluia." I joined them in their songs of praise and honor to the Lamb, and every time I opened my mouth to praise him, I felt an unutterable sense of the glory that surrounded me. It was a far more and exceeding and eternal weight of glory, said the angel. A little remnant who love God and keep his commandments and are faithful to the end will enjoy this glory and ever be in the presence of Jesus and sing with the holy angels. That is our reward, brothers and sisters, for doing what we are doing, for reflecting the image of Christ, for denying ourselves, for taking up our cross and following him each day, will be to be where Jesus is each and every day in eternity, and to sing with the holy angels in the presence of the Lamb. So, and it's just a beautiful picture. As I was considering that, it goes on, then their eyes were taken from the glory, and I was pointed to the remnant on the earth. The angel said to them, "Will you shun the seven last plagues? Will you go to glory and enjoy all that God has prepared for those who love him and are willing to suffer for his sake? If so, you must die that you may live." Now, that is kind of a oxymoron. In this earth, if we die, we are no longer alive. In the heavenly kingdom, Christ told us many times that, well, if a seed is cast under the ground and it dies, it will bring forth much more seed. That's what Jesus is telling us. We must die to self. We must die to sin that we may live for him and live in his kingdom. The angel said, "Get ready, get ready, get ready. You must have a greater preparation than you have now. For the day of the Lord cometh, both cruel with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate and to destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Sacrifice all to God, lay all upon his altar, self, property, and all, a living sacrifice. It will take all to enter glory. Lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where no thief can approach or rust corrupt. We must be partakers of Christ's sufferings here, if we be partakers with him of his glory hereafter." So, brothers and sisters, we must lay all at the altar, everything, self, property, everything, to enter glory. And as we know, the scriptures told us to lay up treasures in heaven that no thief can take and no rust can come and corrupt. So those are timely words for today and each day hereafter until Jesus comes. Heaven will be cheap enough if we obtain it through suffering. We must deny self all along the way. Die to self daily. Let Jesus alone appear and keep his glory continually in view. So, here this is again. We must deny self along the way, die to self daily. You're being called each day to die to self. Some days for me it is easy, other days it is not. I know, brothers and sisters, we all struggle together. Let us let us be honest with ourselves. If we are struggling, we need to tell them. We need to tell a close friend, a good Christian friend about that, and come together with them and pray about those things. There is power. The scriptures say where two or three are gathered together, God is in their midst. So when we get together with a friend to pray about these things, God will be there and listen. Not that he can't listen to you when you are alone, but there is power in prayer. There is power in friends getting together and lifting each other up. So let us not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. Let us remember that each day. And it keeps continues on here. This is early writing, page 67. I saw that those who of late have embraced the truth would have to know what it is to suffer for Christ's sake. They would have trials to pass through that would be keen and cutting, in order that they may be purified in the living God, pass through the time of trouble, see the King in his beauty, and dwell in the presence of God and of pure, holy angels. And as I saw what we must be in order to inherit glory, and then saw how much Jesus had suffered to obtain for us so rich an inheritance, I prayed that we might be baptized into Christ's suffering, that we might not shrink at trials, but bear them with patience and joy, knowing what Jesus had suffered, that we through his poverty and suffering might be made rich. Said the angel, deny self, you must step fast. So, here again, we need to be praying the prayer that we might not shrink from trials. Brothers and sisters, I don't know of anybody on the prayer line who hasn't had trials lately. Each one of us has had different ones. And let us not shrink from those trials. Let us not be dismayed when those trials come upon us. Let us praise God with everything that we have. I listened to Brother Eli singing, I hear Sister Tamika singing, I hear Sister Powell singing, Sister Leola singing, and other brothers and sisters come down the line singing, and it's just a beautiful thing. We must learn to sing through our trials. It will give us courage, it will give us hope. There was a statement, and I could not find it. I searched this all over, but I have heard this before, and it says, it goes something like this. Not exactly word for word, but it says the sheer effort it takes to get back is evidence of how far we have fallen. As I consider that, it is so true. The amount of effort it takes for us to deny self, the amount of effort it takes to continue on the straight and narrow path, shows us just how far we have fallen. And I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters never to think that we have arrived, because we have fallen so far that only through the blood of Christ, through his robe of righteousness, will we ever obtain glory and eternity. So it's just, I don't want to discourage anyone, but we are fallen humans, and only through the grace of Christ will we ever reach what he has called us to be. I wanted to just read a few quotes here from the Ministry of Healing, since we were talking about, we have a Health Thursday, and when I come on again, I'm going to talk to Sister Stephanie, and I'd like to present the practical application of health, this health message. We will go into all the things that we should be doing, and talking about healthcare during a time of no volume of cells, practical things that we should be doing now that will get us ready for then. And maybe it's going to surprise you what these things are, because I was not ready for what I heard, and I think it'll be very beneficial to all of us. But just wanted to read a few things from the Ministry of Healing that kind of draw strong health and healing and idea of health and healing are. So the Savior in his miracles revealed the power. This is Ministry of Healing. Let's see, I have to find the page number here. If you want to write it down, Ministry of Healing, page 112, I'm starting with here. The Savior in his miracles revealed the power that is continually at work in man's behalf to sustain and to heal him. Through the agencies of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment to keep us alive, to build up and restore us. When any part of the body sustains injury, a healing process is at once begun. Nature's agencies are set at work to restore soundness. But the power working through these agencies is the power of God. All life-giving power is from him. When one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. Sickness, suffering, and death are the work of an antagonistic power. Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. The words that God spoke to Israel are true today of those who recover health of body or health of soul. It says in Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth you. So God wants us to remember that he is the healer. Now today, brothers and sisters, if we get sick, we go to the doctor at times. I try not to go to the doctor very often. Actually, I haven't had to go very often, but every now and then we may have a malady that would take us to the doctor. And they would check us out and look at us and maybe prescribe some medication or something that might help us out. And there are times when we must do this. But during a time of no biome or cell, we are not going to have that opportunity because we will not be able to pay a doctor. We will not have health care if we are following God's principles and not bowing to the beast. We will not have any of these things. So there are other ways that we must obtain healing and obtain the things that we need to have. But true healing, the only healing that actually comes is through God. Medications or even herbs, as good as herbs are, I was speaking to a brother, and he was just giving me a whole list of different herbs that are really good to have. And he said, you must remember, these herbs are God's way of giving us a way to promote healing in our body, but it is God who heals. Medications or herbs only promote trying to think of the word that I'm looking for, to promote a medium that our body can be healed, but it's actually God who does the healing. So let us remember that all these things that we take, they are from God. The natural remedies, I heard somebody talking about some of those earlier tonight, and, you know, those things all come from God. He gives us those things, but we have to remember that it is not the herb, it is not the remedy that heals, it is God. So let us keep that in mind always, and want to encourage each one of us that, you know, God is the healer. Let's wait here. All life-giving power is from God, okay? Satan is the destroyer. God is the restorer. The desire of God for every human being is expressed in the words, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 2. It is he who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness, tender mercy. Psalm 103:3-4. As I was reading this verse in Psalm 103, it is he who forgives all thine iniquities. I was looking at that, and that is the first tense of the verse. It is he who forgives all thine iniquities. It brought to mind the presentation Brother Akeem did on the paralytic, the man who had been sick in sin for so long. And when Jesus went to him to heal him, he first told him that all of his sins were forgiven. As he did this, it gave that man hope. When Jesus said that you are healed, arise and take up your bed and walk, the man actually had hope that something in his body had taken place because Jesus had forgiven his sins, and he got up and he walked, and it was through faith that these things happened. But Jesus is the one who forgives sins. He forgives all our iniquities. When our iniquities are forgiven, brothers and sisters, our health will also improve, okay? It says, it is he who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. When Christ healed disease, he warned many of the afflicted ones, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. That's found in John 5:14. He taught that they had brought disease upon themselves by transgressing the laws of God, that health could be preserved only by obedience. And that is why God keeps urging us to remember. Okay? Only through obedience to his laws, if we have read his laws and we forget them, then we will be going against those laws when we don't obey them, and disease will come upon us. As we continue to follow God, as we continue on in obedience, brothers and sisters, we need to be teaching others that they are to cooperate with God in the work of restoration also. That is the work that he's given us. We must realize that disease is the result of sin. We must realize that the laws of nature, as truly as the precepts of God's Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, are divine, that only in obedience to them can health be recovered or preserved. So we can recover our health or preserve our health only by following God's health law. Now, when we talk about practical things, we will get into those health laws. There are 8 of them, but I think each one of you has heard them many times, but we will go over them again. And we'll see what they are, and we'll get some practical applications for those health laws. We see many suffering as the result of hurtful practices who might be restored to health if they would do what they might for their own restoration. They need to be taught that every practice which destroys the physical, mental, or spiritual energy is sin, that health is to be secured through obedience to the laws that God has established for the good of all mankind. Now, with that, I just wanted to give you a little testimony of my health. I told you that when I was a young man, we ate mostly food from our garden, and my grandparents lived next door. They had a big garden also. My grandmother would cook all kinds of stuff from the garden and send it up when my parents were busy working, and we would have good food from the garden, and I always felt very good. We could work all day long in the hot sun. When it was cold, it didn't matter. We could work all day long, come home, and not feel overtired. As I got older and got into eating a lot of unhealthy things, I never got into eating meat or anything like that, but I was partaking of a lot of cheese and rich foods, cream and butter and all these things, and I always thought that I was doing quite well, brothers and sisters, because I was not eating meat, and that's all that it took. I have come to learn just recently that dairy which I was partaking heavily of, is one of the most carcinogenic compounds known to man that man ingests. And so I may have been better off eating the meat and leaving the dairy alone. I don't know. I'm not going to do either one. But as of the last 5 or 6 years, I have made a very concerted effort to stay away from the dairy and from eggs and those things which God has spoken of. The original plan was for man to eat fruits, nuts, and grains, and then later on, after the flood, vegetables were introduced into that, and if we stick to those, our health will reflect that in a marked way. So when I cut back on the eggs, Brother Yudi spoke to me about that a number of years ago, and he gave me all the reasons why you should not be eating eggs. I loved eggs. I mean, I could eat a dozen at a time if I'd let myself do that. But I started cutting back on that, and pretty soon I cut them out of my diet. And brothers and sisters, I had had tendonitis for, 2 years in both my arms. I could barely lift them up. I had a very hard time working. It was painful. I'd lay in bed at night, and my arms would just throb all night long. I cut out the eggs, and within like 3 months or so, the tendonitis, the pain went away. And I couldn't believe it, because I had been to a chiropractor, I had been to the doctors, I had had a shot in my arm to try to alleviate the pain. I was taking Advil like candy, and nothing was working, and just getting off the eggs took that pain away in just a few short months. As I started to back away from the dairy, I had pain in my feet. I had plantar fasciitis. I had all kinds of pains in my back, my neck, my shoulders because I got away from the dairy. All those years, I'm about 90% vegan. I'd like to be 100%. My wife hasn't quite bought into all that yet. She does cook with some cheese and some butter and things at times, and I try to limit those in my diet to very, very little. I'd like to be off that altogether because just this past week, she made something and there was not very much cheese or dairy in it. But the next day, my feet hurt and my back hurt, and I could tell that something had been introduced into my diet that was not healthy. So I am just praying the Lord to give me strength to continue on in that path. And instead of being 90% vegan, I'll be 100% here before long, because that is God's plan for me and for each one of us if we want to follow his true plan. So we'll continue on with our reading here. When we see someone suffering from disease caused by improper eating and drinking or other wrong habits, we neglect to tell them of this, we are doing our fellow being a disservice. We who understand the principles of life should be earnest in striving to counteract the causes of disease. Seeing the continued conflict with pain, we need to constantly be looking for ways to alleviate suffering in our brothers and sisters. And if we are doing this, how can we hold our peace when we see something, we see someone going in a wrong course, eating things that are very harmful to them? Are we benevolent and merciful if we do not teach strict temperance as a remedy for disease? So temperance in all things is a remedy for disease. Let it be made plain that the way of God's commandments is the way of life. God has established the laws of nature, so But his laws are not arbitrary exactions. Every thou shalt not, whether in physical or in moral law, implies a promise. If we obey it, blessing will attend our steps. God never forces us to do right, but he seeks to save us from the evil and lead us to the good. Now, I know we are getting close to 9 o'clock here, and I don't want to have our brothers and sisters stay up too late and break one of our hope laws, which is the law of proper arrest. And I'm going to stop there. I just have a just a short testimony. One of my customers, actually I'm working for them right now. Chuck is 79 this year. He's a big man. I mean, he's a giant of a man. He's probably 6'2 or 6'3, and it's just a big man, but he does not have a healthy lifestyle. He eats a lot of bacon, a lot of grease, and all these things. And I was talking to him this past week and told him, you know, if he would cut back on these things, that his health may improve. His knees are bothering him, all these things. And yesterday, his wife took me aside and told me that he had been diagnosed with oral cancer. He has cancerous tumor underneath his tongue. And so I just want you all to pray for me that I can witness to him some more and maybe give him some more tips on health and also lead him to the Savior, to lead him to a relationship with God, because he is not a churchgoer. He believes in God, but he doesn't believe in a person. I just ask for your prayers and seeking God to give me the wisdom and the words to talk to my friend Chuck, and he's a good friend of mine, and lead him to repentance, lead him to better health and a relationship with Jesus. So I am going to end there, brothers and sisters. I'm praying that I will get a chance to come on again and we can go over some practical health tips. I know you gained as much room as I did, and I just want to close with a quick prayer here. Lord, we just need you more now than we did when we began this meeting. Father, we realize that all that's going on around us is playing out for eternity, Lord. And Lord, we desire to be in eternity with you. Lord, we have temptations of food and other things all around us. Satan is trying to get us to be intemperate. He wants us to stay up late. He wants us to eat the wrong foods and drink the wrong drinks, Lord, and all these things. And Lord, he is trying, he is going about as a roaring lion, seeking to whom he may devour, Lord. And he doesn't have to work very hard if he has this, he has our health going in the wrong direction, Lord, because it clouds our minds. It causes us to not to hear your spirit speaking to us, Lord. So, Father, tonight, be with us as we go, Lord. We just desire that you would give us strength, that you would take care of our health, Lord. Father, impress upon us the importance of temperance, of obeying your commands in the things that we eat and drink, the things that we do, the things that we listen to and watch, Lord. Be with us as we consider all these things, Lord. There are so many things that we cannot watch all of them at the same time, Lord. So we are trusting that you bring to our minds the things that are tripping us up, Lord, or the things that we need to be doing so that your spirit can be alive and well and working in us and through us. Guide us tonight, Father. Be with each person listening tonight, Lord. We just pray for their health, for their safety, for their spiritual well-being, Lord. Thank you for guiding us, for loving us, for saving us. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Brother Rick, for that awesome presentation. I know Sister Powell is on the line. I'm going to allow her to share and give the final word. And you absolutely are welcome. If next week is the week that you want to do part two, I know that I can speak on behalf of Sister Paul, and I think she will, not that I think, I know she will confirm and concur that it is okay for you to go in to your next week's study, if that's okay. That was very powerful. I know I glean a lot from it, right? The obedience, how do we become sons and daughters of God? We have to be obedient, and the fact that he will be there for us even through the crucible. And so, Sister Paul, I just wanted to share just a little bit. My class ended early. That was nothing but God. I told you, I'm not sure if I shared the other day, over $500 of gas was put into my oil tank oil. And a week later, it stopped working. I called the Sears people to come, and they came and they were, you know, said, oh, it was going to cost so much money and yada, yada, yada. And they weren't responsible. My warranty did not cover it. And I prayed. I was like, God, I know you're going to work it out, right? Because you don't want me to be cold, right? And so God was so awesome to me again, as he has always been. He sent my brother. He came down from Jersey. We were supposed to be heading out, you know, to look at the property that actually had a water dam, the pipe burst, and we don't know how it happened. Guess because of the weather, we're not sure. And he came, and he was tinkering with it, and the heat is back on. He's doing his little MacGyver stuff. So I just thank God that even through the crucible, I think you pointed that out in the study where you talked about, you know, God is a God of restore, and the agency and the power, right, come it from God and Amen. Through the mercy. And so I'm looking at all of this as you were reading, and I was like, you know, I was in literally the great controversy or the great controversy with this issue with the furnace, right? But I trust that, you know, devil, you're not going to get charge over me. You're not going to get me to worry, because I remember speaking to the man saying that God is going to work it out, and I trust that he's going to work it out, and so he did. And so I thank you so much for that powerful message. I know we are at the end, and I don't want to keep going because it was just so great. I'm going to defer to Sister Powell just in case she wants to open it to someone else or she wants to say something. Sister Powell, your line is open.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also thank Brother Rick. And you know what? It was really a powerful study, Elder Rick, and you know, it is really – these studies really help each other to know that, you know, group together, get together. We are two or three. And by praying and sharing the goodness of God and learning from each other, that is what draws us closer and closer to God. And Elder Rick had brought it out, also brought out about how we must be prepared, make preparation. And the great preparation is preparation to God by praying daily, minutely. He also stated how he was born in the Seventh-day Adventist Church and what took place. But what actually blew my head, blew my head off when Brother Rick stated about, you know, the young man, our young man, Elder Brother UD, and the way in which they had a connection together by studying together. And it can also draw Brother Rick closer to God, and that is what we need to do, you know, how each one, you know, teach one, and how we are supposed to be studying the word and teach it diligently to our children. So I just want to give God thanks for that wonderful, powerful sermon for Brother Rick. He had pointed out a lot of things, and I think, you know, each one of us got something today, tonight, and if you would like to share, they don't cut us off yet. We are still on the line. You know, if you want to share something that you don't understand that Brother Rick point out, you know, he brought out the health message. It is good for us, you know, to be obedient in the health message and to follow in his will. He's trying very best. is Bella Bessin is eating habits and, you know, and also teaching others. So the line is open for a few minutes. It's not shut off yet. So if you have a query or a question you'd like to ask, is your time now, Santa Carla. If you can open for that person, can take off and then press four. One again, and
Sister Powell, I do want to take a little bit of privilege to say thank you for Sister Carla for helping in, you know, in the last minute of ramming the ticket with the hosting, as you were having some issues, and you know, I was in between different classes, so I thank her for that as well, for being here to assist you. And so let me open this line to see if they have 225-337. If you have any query, as Sister Paula says, any feedback, any takeaway, or something that you want to share, you gleaned from the study. For me, the word temperate came out, which is one of the doctors, eight doctors that make house call. In all things, we are to be temperate. Amen and amen. 225-337, your line is now open. It's kind of spinning, Sister Paul. We might be slowing down.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So if,
yeah, I tried to put it, but it was spinning, so it seemed like, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, my dear beloved, I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined, and thank Elder Rick for that powerful presentation. And next week, we will get the second part. This is part one. We will get the second part from our dear beloved elder. And I just want to, just, you know, for the closing, just to tell Elder Rick how much Advent Light, appreciate him for everything that he has been doing, both on the line and with our brothers and our sisters, and even in the church that he is, you know, he's very active in the church. So we just want to continue to lift up Brother Rick and every one of us to the Lord. So we are going to close with prayer again. Father, now we come to the end of the session, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the privilege that you have given unto us, Lord Jesus, your servant, your manservant, that he could come, dear God, to teach us, Lord, and help us, Father, that each word that we got this night, that we will accept it, and not only for ourselves, but we will share it with others. We thank you for precious jewels that you have given unto us, Lord, even in the disturbances, Lord, on the line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Carla, dear Lord, were there, dear Father, at my side. So I just want to give you thanks, and thank you for all our callers, our viewers, Lord, who are on the line tonight, dear, and to listen and to share. Bless us, Lord Jesus, as we are preparing to go to our beds, and your angels to watch over us. Wake us up tomorrow morning, Lord, that we can praise you and give you thanks. Bless us all, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Just a reminder, tomorrow you will have Sister Carla that will host the Friday night, the Sabbath, Vesper Sabbath session, and then you have Sister Leola who will host on Sunday. Amen. And if you have some time on Sabbath afternoon, we do the Chat and Chew line where we're studying and diving into the book of prayer, and it's a powerful, powerful book, another powerful compilation of the prophetess, Sister Ellen G. White. So if you're able to do that, we ask you to join as well. And so, Sister Paul, we're going to close with Just As I Am. I know
for
God to take me as I am and change me.
Amen.
Be like him. Amen. I don't know, Sister Paul. It's kind of spinning, so it might be some issues going on. So it's spinning. We're not hearing anything. So
yes, I know.
Yes. All right, beloved, may God watch between me and thee, once you're absent, one from another. God's blessing, peace, and love to you all. See you all back tomorrow. All right, bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.